Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 237 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. I have an interview this week with Mark Cavis, who's a longtime friend of the show and has been down to Atlanta and has done really well. So we're going to chat with Mark Cavis today on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. If you like what you hear on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, why not take a minute or two to fill out our listener survey? By filling out this anonymous survey, you'll make it possible for us to attract potential advertisers so we can keep bringing you the show for free. Go to our website and click the Listener Survey button to start now. www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Hey, Putz, get off your fat tuchus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
Hello, sir.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I am fine. I'm sorry I missed your first call. I had, we got the notice yesterday that we were going to have rehearsal an hour early. So I've been getting everything ready, and I'm in the car, and I'm driving down to Oglethorpe right now. So you've got me for about a half an hour.
So. Well, all right. Cool. So I guess we just kind of talk about what's going on. I'm trying a new recording program, so this entire phone call is being recorded, just FYI.
Wow. Do I need to, like, vote with my lawyer or something like that?
No, just deny all plausibility and you'll be fine.
Okay, fine. I can do that.
So I guess, let's talk. In Atlanta, you moved down shortly, it hadn't been a year yet, has it?
Oh, gosh, no. I came down after Mom and Dad passed away for Christmas. I came down for Christmas, and I had been talking to Tom Key at Theatrical Outfit since last August about the possibility of my coming down and just interning for him. I was still looking at the possibility of master's programs, and I thought, well, maybe if I had some weightier names from around the country on my resume or writing me letters of recommendation, maybe that would help. So I had spoken to Tom a long time ago about coming down for 6-8 weeks. But after Mom and Dad died, I just kind of looked, well, I might as well make a change. I wanted something different, and I had already thought about Atlanta as a possibility. And so I just never left after Christmas. Just stayed. And I called Tom up after the first of the year, and I said, look, I'm in town, and I know we talked about my coming and doing something later, but I want something to do. You got something for me to do? And he said, well, Mark, we can't pay you. I said, no, Tom, I just want something to do. I said, I understand. Let me intern. I'll volunteer, whatever. So he had me start doing press releases, and they were putting together their season, so I did all the blurbs for their upcoming season. And then I just said, do you have a guidebook for young men from Atlanta, which was their offering for high school kids, and he said no, and I said, well, let me put together a guidebook, and was like, wow, this is really nice. Have you considered maybe being a director of education? And I went, no, but that would be lovely. And thank you so much for asking. And so that was sort of the trajectory we were at. And then I auditioned for the Shakespeare Festival, Georgia Shakespeare, and I got that. And auditioned at Theater Emory. So I just started getting work. I was casting director for Theatrical Outfit for a little while. So I just started having things to do. And I said, well, I should just stay. There seems to be more work, and it seems to be a good market for me, and people are wanting to, you know, give me paycheck.
That's always a positive, right?
Well, yeah.
Money?
Wow. I get paid for this. How cool is that?
Wow.
So I just kind of stuck around, and then in May I made it official and moved all my things down into storage. I'm looking for an apartment, and yeah. So just trying to keep things going. It's been really kind of lovely. I've actually had to turn down work because of work I already have, which
wow.
I don't know that I've ever had to do that in my life. It's actually turned down work, so that was kind of that's been sort of a pleasant thing. But it's good, and I'm getting ready to go up in August. Sharon Ott, who directed The Tempest. Sharon was artistic director at Berkeley Rep and at Seattle Rep for a while, and she now chairs the performing arts program at SCAD in Savannah, Savannah College of Art Design.
Okay, what was her name again? What was her name again?
Sharon Ott, O-T-T.
Okay.
She's a very cool lady. You guys would, she would probably love getting interviewed by you guys.
Well, we might have to do that because, interestingly enough, Tara, my wife's maiden name is Ott.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't see many Otts running around, so who knows?
I'm sure. Well, yeah, so she's a very cool lady, and we got to talking. She's directing Fahrenheit 451. It's an old adaptation that Ray Bradbury actually wrote of his novel. But she's put together with this team of CGI artists and film artists at SCAD this crazy multimedia production that she's directing up at the Roundhouse in D.C. Starting in August. And she's invited me to come up and observe. And I'm not really going to be an assistant because I can't be there the whole rehearsal period. But so I'm going to go up there and work with her for a couple of weeks, which I think will be kind of
really cool. That sounds like a
good idea. Yeah, it is. They made all these movies, you know, like the scene in the forest, you know, in the book, all these people, since books are outlawed,
right.
People have all had to memorize books. The rebels have all memorized books. And then there's this shot, she said, in which they had nearly 100 people all wandering around in the forest whispering their books. And she says, you just keep pulling back, and there's just more and more and more and more and more people.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to going and working on that. So that should be fun. So, yeah.
It's a sad, it's transfer times today. I don't think there'd be that many people who could memorize books now.
I know, exactly.
I have a hard time memorizing tweets, so... All right, so you're going into rehearsal. You're doing Georgia Shakespeare, is it still?
Yes. We're in rehearsal for Noises Off right now.
Okay.
And, oh boy, there was almost a traffic accident because we got somebody ahead of me who decided not to move. Atlanta traffic is really delightful. Always a joy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in rehearsal for Noises Off. This is the third show of the season. Normally, they do three shows in repertory.
Uh-huh.
But because Noises Off has got such an enormous set that they're not going to be able to take on and take off, we're doing it as a separate production. So we're doing The Tempest and Antony and Cleopatra in rep, and then we'll close in the following weekend, we'll open Noises Off.
Cool. So what?
This is the core company.
Right. And what's the what are the dates then?
Oh crap! We close the 23rd or 24th, and we open I think the 27th. I think that's right. It's the last Thursday, Friday of the month is when we open.
Cool.
And it's really fun. We're having a blast. We finally finished Act Two, which is of course the dumb show where everything's going on backstage, and we all decided that we will perform it as our fight call every night because it's so complicated. We're going to forget what to do, so we're going to have to. It's 22 minutes, 23 minutes long, and so every night before the show, we're going to come in a half an hour early and run that part of the second act, so we can keep it down because it's just choreographed within an inch of its life.
I bet. Well, it have to be.
Yeah, it has to be.
So, yeah,
but it's fun. It's a great group of people. I'm just thrilled. These are Atlanta's top notch actors. They work at the Alliance all the time, and they're all associate artists at Georgia Shakes for, gosh, some of them since the inception of the company. So I'm just really thrilled and honored to get a chance to play with these guys. They're really good.
Well, that's great. It sounds outstanding. Now, name out the roles again per each.
I'm Trinculo in The Tempest. I'm probably one of the oldest Trinculos. having so much fun with that. And then Maecenas in Anthony Cleopatra, who is kind of just wallpaper. I stand around and kind of add authenticity and legitimacy to the scenes by looking very serious and adding, you know, a line or two here and there. And then I'm Frederick Freddy in Noises Off. I'm the guy that keeps getting the nosebleeds.
Oh, great.
yeah. There you go. What you did.
Well, it sounds like things are going well for you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, they are. I'm pretty thrilled. After this is over and I get back from D.C., I'm heading to Theater Emory over at Emory University. They're doing The Lieutenant of Inishmore. So I get to play Christy, the one-eyed Irish terrorist. So.
Nice.
It's a very diverse a diverse palette I am drawing from this year.
Well, just think of all your special skills now. You can play one-eyed and play with nosebleeds.
Yes, exactly. I know. That doesn't come up very often. So.
Well, you know.
So now I get to use that.
That's right. You put that back on the resume. Nosebleeder.
My year of accents, too, so I've got lots of accents going on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool. You'll have to hit me up with dates and stuff when you get closer to the Emory show, and we'll have you back on and chat about
that. Oh, cool. Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. I'm looking forward to it. It's an educational-type theater atmosphere. They hire equity actors to work with, and the students play major roles as well. And so the idea is that we have a direct mentorship with students. So I'm looking forward to that. It should be fun. They have a great reputation in town. It's doing really quality work.
What are the ages of the students?
I'm assuming undergrad age. I don't know.
It just sounds like it's very similar project to what we did in grad school, and we got equity membership candidate points. Does that tie in?
I believe so, and I'm assuming that they're undergrad. I was assuming undergrad, but they may be graduate students.
I don't know what
Emory's program is. I know there are two equity actors in the show.
Right.
The two of us playing the two older, obviously the older men, because most everybody is in their 20s and 30s.
Right.
In the play. I don't really know much more than that. Robert Schultz, who's our stage manager for Antony and Cleopatra, is the permanent stage manager for Emory, and he's kind of giving me little bits of information as I go along, but I'm sure I'll get more of it when we get to the rehearsal.
You're on a need to know basis. That's not good.
Yeah, I think that's probably how it works. Yeah, I'll probably end up.
Yeah. You know. Just show up.
But they said that there would be times that I might be asked to come in and speak to a class.
Oh, cool.
And that kind of thing. I said, sure, that's fine. Oh, and this is kind of cool. Georgia Shakes has asked me to come and teach their summer conservatory, high school conservatory.
Oh, wow.
So that starts in another week, 2 weeks. It's the week after we open Noises Off, so 2 weeks. And I was very, very excited and flattered that they asked me to come and do that. So, so it's good. It's been a good move. Now I just need to move into town. Because I live out in Roswell, and it's a half hour, 40-minute drive into town all the time.
Right.
And so that's the only thing that's, you know, Anthony Cleopatra's 3 hours and something. So when we go down at 11 o'clock,
right.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then I've got a long drive home. It's all good. It'll be fine. It's a nice place to be, and a lot of good work. There's like 6-7 television shows being shot here, and a lot of movies. So there's a screen artist, a screen gem, is building a studio. So Atlanta's kind of awesome right now. It's exciting.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. We'll,
sure.
We need to talk. I'll let you go so you can drive safely down the road in Atlanta.
Well, thank you.
Right now you're cloaked with everybody else on their cell phones, but I mean.
Yeah. I'm actually making my exit here, so I'm just a few minutes away, so I'll be there shortly.
All right. If you see,
this is a pleasant way to spend the drive, and it's great to talk to you. And please do my best to T and Tara and all, everybody. And,
will do, will do. And you give my best to I don't know if you Donna Weber. She's I don't know if she's still there.
Oh, yes, she is. How do you know Donna Weber?
Well, through Governor's School. She and I had. She was my contact for when we went down there for Governor's School. So.
Oh my gosh! Well, of course. Donna's still there. She's all we are having a mutual admiration society together. So
outstanding.
Yeah. So I will be sure and say hello to her.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Sure, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow. I want to thank Mark Capus for chatting with me on the phone while he was driving through the dangerous roads of Atlanta, and if anybody's tried to drive through Atlanta during the day or night even, you know that it can be an adventure at the best of times. So I want to thank Mark for braving the dangers of the road to chat with the Dumb Show. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking to Brad Oxnam, who is, I'm crediting, I don't know if he accepts the credit or whether it's worth the credit or not, but I'm crediting him with trying to get Facebook involved kind of in a theater sense by starting a theater group on Facebook and, trying to get kind of a grassroots movement going on there. So we're going to chat with Brad in studio in the next couple weeks. So I'm really looking forward to that. So, hey, we'll see you. Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.